listening to Gareth Jones on Radio Radio.
I hardly wonder why let's park in 52. Lying awake in the dark, tuning on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. How
greetings, pop pickers, and welcome along to Radio Radio with me, Gareth Jones. And that was, of course, the classic song Video Killed the Radio Star. See what I did there? Originally by Buggles, it's been covered by many people over the years, including Presidents of the United States of America, Ben Folds 5, The Feeling, even Erasure have done a version. But that particular cover was by, Shugo Takumaru. Shugo Takumaru. God, I hope I've pronounced that correctly. And that was from a charity album released last year called Japan 31111, raising money to benefit those affected by the tsunami. So, welcome along to the first edition of Radio Radio, an occasional series of podcasts endeavouring to play you music you wouldn't normally get to hear on the radio. Plus, I'll be chatting to a few minor celebrities. My name's Gareth Jones, and I'm coming to you directly from my cold, damp flat in Bristol in the United Kingdom. Now, I don't have a proper radio studio, so apologise if you occasionally hear the odd hum of the fridge or the next-door neighbour's dog barking. But touch wood, it's relatively quiet at the moment. So what's coming up on this first edition of Radio Radio? Well, I'm going to be covering Record Store Day, which happened on the 21st of April, a day for independent record stores around the world to show that not everybody is illegally downloading MP3s or listening to Spotify. Although, let's be honest, most of us are. And I'll also be chatting to Holly and David, better known as Lancaster duo The Lovely Eggs. But before we do any of that, here's an artist from New Zealand who's coming over to the UK in May, where, amongst other places, she'll be performing at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton, and on the 16th of May she'll be at Start of the Bus here in Bristol. Now, of course, we live in an age of the smoking ban. I remember before the smoking ban when I could barely breathe, but nowadays we have the smoking ban, so I'm not quite sure how relevant this song is. But anyway, this is Princess Chelsea, for that's her name, Princess Chelsea with The Cigarette Duet.
Thank you.
Princess Chelsea, and you can see Princess Chelsea performing throughout the UK in May in Brighton, Manchester, London, Liverpool, and she'll be in Bristol on the 16th of May at Start the Bus. Now, on the 21st of April, it was World Record Store Day. It began in America in 2007, kind of as a way of highlighting the existence of independent record stores, which many Americans had forgotten as they deserted to places like Walmart, which, let's be honest, takes the whole life and soul out of buying music. I mean, the other day I went into Asda, which is obviously owned by the same people, and in the real top 40 charts, in the top 40 album charts, Jack White was at number one. Now, love him or hate him, he had a number one album. Go into Asda, and they didn't sell it. They didn't even have it at like number two or number three. They didn't have it in stock. They did not sell the Jack White album. Absolutely crazy. But I guess, you know, the average customer goes in there to buy James Blunt or Beyonce. So there we go. Anyway, so from its humble beginnings in America, Record Store Day is now a worldwide event, and it came over to the UK a couple of years later. And now every year, independent record shops throughout Britain bring out special limited edition vinyl releases, and in many cases, a lot of the shops offer free live music for the day. Now, it might unfortunately share its name with a defunct Channel 4 breakfast show, but Rise is also the name of a small chain of independent record shops, based in Cheltenham, Worcester, and here in Bristol. Now, in a couple of moments, you'll hear an interview I recorded with Andy from the Bristol branch, recorded just a couple of days before Record Store Day happened. But first, I wanted to set the scene with an appropriate piece of music. Now, I was thinking, as it's Rise Record Store, how about Rise by Gabrielle.
Now I'm ready to rise again. Just look at my hopes, look at my dreams, I'm building bridges from the seas. Now I'm ready to rise again.
No, perhaps not. I know. How about Craig David and Sting with The Rise and Fall?
You finally made it, but once your picture becomes tainted, it's what they call the rise and fall.
No, that's too negative. The rise and fall. We don't want to suggest the fall of a record shop. We want to keep it upbeat and positive. I know, I've got it. All Rise by Blue. Yeah, it's not very indie though, is it? I probably should play Rise by Public Image Limited, I suppose, but ever since I saw the Pill t-shirts for sale in Primark, and also John Lydon obviously doing those Country Life butter commercials, things have never really quite felt the same for me. So instead, this is a more obscure song, but it doesn't even mention the word Rise, I'm afraid. But it is called Let's Go to the Record Shop.
Joined now by Andy, Bristol branch manager of Rise, anticipating the wonder of Record Store Day 2012. When do you actually get in here?
Probably about 6 on Saturday morning. So we put stuff out late on Friday. We'll clear all the racks, start putting out all that beautiful product, and I'll be here about 6 on Saturday morning. Doors open at 8.
But of course the public, who knows when they start queuing? It's kind of... I think everyone becomes like a big kid. It's like you're queuing up for the best ride at Disneyland or something. And I think last year people were here about 5 o'clock,
I was quite surprised. We knew that there'd be people outside quite early on, but I got here about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and there was queues stretching to the end of the street. So there was people with flasks and all sorts of things. This Saturday, possibly, if I can stretch to it as well as doing everything else, I'll try and get cups of coffee and cups of tea out to people, maybe some cakes or something. But it was really busy last year. We anticipate it being even busier this year, simply because there's twice as much out. We've got a better and bigger lineup this year. Miles Hunt kicks off at 10 in the morning, so he's the first guy we've got on. And we've got bands all the way through to the Fawns, which are on 9, I think. And then hopefully we'll be able to get into the pub for about 11.
You might need sleep by then.
I'm off on Sunday, but I think I'm just going to burn on through. You know, it's the thing about a day like that, if you're working in retail, is it's such a massive day. It's bigger than Christmas for us. So, you know, at certain points of the day, you just... It sounds a bit cheesy, but it is like just adrenaline you're running on. You know, you get in, it's absolutely rammed in the store. What we did last year, which we'll probably have to do this year, is stop people on the door, just for health and safety purposes probably. But it just helps us to help other people find stock, the records that they want. So what we did last year was, after the initial 30 or 40 people, we had a one-in, one-out kind of policy, and that really helped. It just helped us to help people find what they wanted. So if you've been queuing from 5 o'clock in the morning, hopefully when you get through the door, I'll be able to take you straight to what you want, and hopefully there won't be too many disappointed people. I know that pretty much everyone last year got what they wanted.
What do you do in terms of quantity? Is it sort of... I mean, if someone comes in and wants 3 copies of something...
No, it's strictly one per customer. That's one of the things that there's been put in place to stop, you know, private sellers... people just buying 10 copies of something and going straight on eBay, which completely defeats the object of the day, and it's not in the spirit of the day really. So it's strictly one per customer.
I have to ask cynically, people assume if you're working in a record shop you can keep back stock yourself. Does any of that go on?
No. All of the stock that you see on the shelves is what we've got. We don't hold anything back for online sales or anything like that. We try and keep everything in the spirit of the day, really. And the spirit of the day is getting to know your independent record store, your local record store, popping in. There's loads of stuff going on. We've got a licensed bar for the day. We've got loads of bands playing. It's one of those things where there is that cynicism from a few people. But the main thing is that the way we see it, we set out our store and say, look, you know, we're a reasonably priced record store, you know, great customer service. We try and put on as many sort of live bands as we possibly can. We don't charge people for that. You know, you can come and see a band and it's free. But on this particular day, obviously, there's absolutely tons of stuff which is worth buying, exclusive limited editions. And if you're an audiophile and you're into your vinyl, there's shed loads of vinyl.
There's a massive, massive list of releases. The ones I like the most are sort of unusual cover versions and exclusive releases. But there's a couple that, to me, stick out like a sore thumb, just because I'd see it as a day for vinyl junkies and, you know, indie fans. And we've got ABBA and a 12-inch on pink vinyl by Katy Perry, which I find kind of unusual.
You say that, but it's quite strange. Like, the Kylie Minogue last year was, you know, that absolutely flew out. Same with the ABBA, that'll be one of the first things that goes, I think, partly because of that reason. It's strange what comes out that you think, you know, you're never going to sell 10 copies of that, and within 20 minutes of opening the door, they've all gone. But there's quite a few of us who've been here a number of years or worked in record stores for quite a number of years, and it still surprises us some of the things that, you know, that'll sell. No disrespect to ABBA, of course, alongside the Beatles, the best pop band in the world ever. The ABBA, I guarantee you, ABBA will be one of the first things that goes.
I guess aside from the limited releases, the live bands, everything, the main thing is creating an awareness of coming to your local record shop, and also maybe a bit of a kick in the to HMV and other rival firms. Do you think this is preaching to the converted, or is it actually bringing new people into record stores?
I think it brings quite a lot of new people into the store. Last year in particular, we had people coming from Wales, coming from the Midlands. Even if people don't buy anything on the day, or they're not here for a £50 7-inch, you know, they can still come in, they can still grab a beer, watch a couple of really good bands. You know, if someone comes in, they've never been in the store before, you know, I'm sure they'll enjoy the atmosphere on the day. You know, hopefully they'll come back. But certainly we know from last year and the year previous to that, we picked up quite a lot of new customers and a lot of people who were coming in simply because they weren't aware of the store. They came in on the day and that was it, you know. They're regular customers now, so...
Well, here's to another great record store day. Thank you very much, Andy.
See you nice and early. Thank you.
For a record, there's one music store that's at the top of the scale.
If you want a phonograph, a standard or LP, we have the best. Give them a test, hear them and you'll see.
Can I help you, sir?
I like listening to records.
So I see.
Yes, I like listening to records.
Is that the lot, sir?
For the moment,
I've been uptown, downtown.
I get the new records as soon as they're in.
Good morning. Have you got Henry Kissinger Sings the Blues?
No, but we have got the new Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
How about Sir Keith Joseph's Bath Songs?
No, that neither, but we do have the Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
Or Richie Beno at the Talk of the Town?
Life of Brian album's very good.
Or Greta Garbo Sings the Ramones.
How about the soundtrack from the film Life of Brian?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Baker.
No, I'm sorry, I'm afraid we don't have any of those.
Oh, all right. I'll have the Monty Python album.
Sorry, we're sold out.
You're tuned to Radio Radio with Gareth Jones.
May I hear your new releases? I'm in the market for some brand new pieces. Let me read your record list. There may be something I don't want to miss. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and the Dorseys. Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, they're the voices. King Cole and Johnny Mercer just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Artie Shaw, Coleman Hawkins, and Harry James.
Lena Horn, Dinah Shore, a few of the names. Carmen Mandel, Xavier Cugat, jumping at the record shop. Jack Benny and Bob Hope tell the jokes. Bob Wills and Speed Cooley play the folks. Sammy Kaye, Gene Cooper, and Johnny Long. Slim Gillis, the guy who wrote this song. Pied Piper's Calloway, Anita O'Day, Kate Smith, Perry Como, Just Won't Wait, Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford, too. Harry James, Jimmy Bussey, Ben Boothby, Betty Hutt, and Kay Kaiser, all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis and Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Anita O'Dea, Keith Smith and Perry Como, just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too. Henry Busser, Guy Lombardo knew just what to do. Betty Hutt and Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis, Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. We only had 3 minutes and we're not to blame because we jumped at the record shop.
Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. They have nice people there. They'll show you where the records are. Where are the records? They're over there. They're all over the place. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. You can get Herb Albert and Jackie Lomax for 40 cents. Da-doom, da-doom. Da-doom, da-doom. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. On Westwood Boulevard.
Go to Rhino Records, a commercial and song dedicated to the American record label Rhino Records, which originally started out as an independent record store before becoming a label. And that was by paranoid schizophrenic Wildman Fisher, a rather strange fella discovered and championed by Frank Zappa in the late 60s. Wildman Fisher was a rather deluded character who sang really badly, but he seemed to think he should be as famous as the Beatles, much in the same way as Daniel Johnston, I suppose. And like Daniel Johnston with his documentary film The Devil and Daniel Johnston, there's also a fascinating documentary available about Wildman Fisher. It's called Derailroaded. I think you can get it on DVD, and it's put out by Flexi Films, and they always do good stuff. And even though the man can't sing... And believe me, he really can't sing. It is a really interesting, but also quite disturbing documentary. You're listening to Radio Radio. I'm Gareth Jones, and we're taking a look at Record Store Day from the 21st of April. Now, on the morning it happened, I set my alarm clock and managed to get myself up fairly early to join the queue and try and get myself some of the special vinyl releases. But before I joined the queue, I decided to speak to the first person at the very front of the queue to ask him, you know, how long he'd been there and what kind of stuff he wanted to buy. But unfortunately, he didn't want to talk to me. Apparently, he'd already spoken to a couple of newspapers. So I then approached the second person in the queue, and he didn't want to talk to me either. I don't know. But in the end, I settled for the third person.
Well, it's 10 to 8 on Saturday morning. I'd normally be in bed at this time, but I am here for Record Store Day. I've reached, I think, the third person in the queue. Third time lucky. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
What time did you actually start queuing here, then?
About quarter to four.
Quarter to four?
Yeah.
Now, being a Friday night, I would imagine there's quite a lot of sort of drunken revellers walking around. Did you get any funny looks or anything?
There was a few. We had a few undesirables, but we had a little chat and we got offered to go to a squat party, and we've had offers of red stripe, cans of red stripes. So it's been a fun night.
So no abuse?
No abuse, no.
Now, what have you been doing in all that time? Have you written a novel? Have you mastered the Rubik's Cube?
We've been chatting and making friends and realising how geeky we all are and how ridiculous it is to be up at this time of the morning to collect records.
So have you exchanged numbers? And
No, but I think we've all sort of give each other knowing looks in the street if we see each other again, and sort of there's a brotherhood. There's certainly a brotherhood being bonded in the first sort of few people.
Have you come to this before? Is this your
first time in Bristol? But Record Store Day is my third favourite day of the year after Christmas and Pancake Day. So I always make an effort to get up early, nice and early, and go somewhere.
Now, the burning question has to be, as you've made it this early, what is it that you're actually hoping to purchase?
Oh, well, I've got a massive, massive list, but I don't know.
I see you as an ABBA man myself.
Yeah. I mean, there's ABBA, Pretty in Pink, Erasure, Tiffany reissues, all sorts, yeah. Anything with leg warmers and a Dayglow neon sleeve, really.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I love it, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and just singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag, I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and I leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Fox, and Country Joe, and he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall's, Bobby Bear, Bella Fonnie, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Fromhold, Stevie Ray, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
That's country singer Todd Snyder. From Portland, Oregon, with a track called Vinyl Records, which kind of seemed appropriate as I'm talking about Record Store Day. And next up is a conversation I had with James from Bristol band Olo Worms, who not only is in the band, but he also works at Rise Records.
James from Bristol band Olo Worms, how are you enjoying your Record Store Day?
Yeah, it's good fun. Lots of people around and everyone's spending money, so everyone's happy.
What's not been selling? I noticed there was a big stack of Kate Nash 7-inches.
The Beatles set isn't selling. I think people are fed up of the Beatles now.
They bought them all the first time round.
Once is enough, I think.
and I heard Hot Chips, not as hot as they used to be.
No, apparently not. I don't know who Hot Chip fans are, so maybe they're not like really that passionate about the band. I don't know. Maybe their time's up.
Now, for most of the bands today, it's a chance to release a limited vinyl, but there are also some other unusual formats. I've noticed there's a couple of cassettes out there, bringing back the old cassette, which is nice to see. Bonnie Prince Billy has brought out some coffee and some condoms. A romantic evening with Bonnie Prince Billy, I think. You'd stick it on, bring back the ladies to your pad. You know, I can't think of anything better.
Yeah, and they come with a little beard on top of the... I wanted the... I was quite tempted by the coffee. Quite a nice packet there.
I think the condom should have been called Bonnie Prince Willy.
Bonnie Prince Willy, yeah. He should have been there when they were making these kind of decisions. I know someone who bought the Bonnie Prince Billy condom, actually, and he said the only person he will use it on would be Bonnie Prince Billy while singing that Jeffrey Lewis song about Bonnie Prince Billy.
Come on, Will, you gotta tell me. I grabbed and shook him by the arm. The L train was leaving Bedford with 10,000 white 20-somethings crowded on. He opened his mouth to speak, but was lost in the rumbling of the wheels. We were thrown together in a corner, and I yelled, tell me, man, for real. You're living comfortably, I assume, even if you're not quite a household name. You've reached a pretty high level of success and critical acclaim. And the L train got to First Avenue, and a bunch of people piled out. I was staring into his sunglasses, and I was really freaking out. I was like, Steamboat Willie, Bonnie Prince of all this shit. You're like the king of a certain genre, but even you must want to quit. Like if you hear a record by Bob Dylan or Neil Young or whatever, you must start thinking, yeah, people like me, but I won't be that good ever. And then I'm sure the thing is probably like Dylan himself too. Stayed up some nights wishing he was as good as Ginsberg or Camus, and he was like, dude, I'm such a fake, or I'm just a clown who entertains, and these fools who pay for my crap, they just have pathetic puny brains. And Camus probably wished he was Milton too, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So will you be straight with me now that it's just us two on this train? Because I was gonna spend some time and money today to remaster some dumb old album, and I saw you here on the L train, and I was like, hey, is that Bill Oldman? He must at least have some perspective, because it's like living in this town. I get so confused and wound up and uptight, and I just don't know what.
But, yeah, so in the unusual formats that can be out there, you've done something rather unique with your band, All Eye Worms. Tell us what you've done.
Because if it's such an odd time with formats and releases and things, I wanted to make, like, I guess the most ridiculous thing I could make. I've got a real hatred of jewel case CDs. They should just be all melted. And so I thought about melting them, and I just collected, like, 100 of them together in a cube, and then stuck a USB inside of our EP on, and you got like an extender coming out of it, and then melted vinyl all around the cube. So I guess it's like a vinyl cube, yeah, with everything inside. So it's three formats in a way, like we have, you know, the USB stick, the CDs, and the vinyl. So it's kind of three in one. It's just a massive thing you have to plug into your computer to have. You have to have it on your desk to actually listen to the music.
How did you construct these? Is it like a giant oven you used, or what?
I glued the cases together, and then I got loads of different records, cheap records, put each one in on a pizza tray in the oven, and then took it out really fast and had to mould it really fast with oven gloves on the cube, and then just keep building up the vinyl to it sort of covered the whole thing. And then we added like our own record labels on there. The idea is that we got no image. It's like a clean sort of slate thing, and we released a coffin as well just before this. We had a vinyl coated USB inside a little coffin, and this was the second part of the release. It's quite doomy kind of release. I don't know, it's not very cheery, a big black box and a coffin. But it kind of suited the music, so it's all quite dark music, I guess.
But then again, when an artist dies, they always sell more records, so, you know, it's death sells.
Death sells or sell, yeah.
You're giving the Flaming Lips a bit of a run for their money then with these.
That's their thing, isn't it? You know, like, I love the Flaming Lips, but each time we do something, I think you have to try and do something different that you haven't done before. As I said, we're not really interested in, like, releasing things on a CD. I just think, why not have fun in this time where it's all confusing and it's a big sort of, no one knows where it's kind of going, and there will be a standard thing soon, but I guess in this time it's fun just to play around with different ideas. We've got lots more things to do throughout the year. We've got at least another 5 or 6 different type releases planned. So
I'm waiting for the Olo Worms mini disc box set. I think that's the future.
Yeah, maybe in like 2060 or something. But we've got an album coming out in June or July. I think we're planning on 3 different releases for that. And hopefully we will release the album on vinyl, just like a standard record, because that's the goal at the end of the day. It just costs a lot of money to do it yourself, so we're kind of trying to sort of gather some money together to put it out on vinyl. That's the ultimate goal, is just to have it released a standard record. You know, like, we're doing these silly things to kind of make it so that we can release our album by ourselves without any other help.
Hollow Worms there with Odoodem. I'm not quite sure. Taken from their 5-track EP called Image. I can say that correctly. That's not difficult to say. Image is the name of the EP, which had a glowing 5-star review in the current and sadly final edition of Bristol's Venue magazine if you go and have a look on page 64, a 5-star review. Fantastic stuff. And I'm sorry to say that since recording that interview, James has died. No, I'm sorry to say that since recording that interview, I'm pretty sure all the limited edition USB stick versions of the EP, which came in a coffin or a melted down vinyl and CD turned into a cube thing that he was talking about in that interview, pretty sure they've all sold out now. So if you would like to get a copy of the full 5-track EP, you'll have to go to their Bandcamp page, the Hollow Worms Bandcamp page, and you can download it there for £4. And if you are in Bristol, you'll also find Hollow Worms are on the front cover of the current issue of Fear of Fiction magazine. That's the little free pocket-sized guide to Bristol and Bath gigs. You can find it in places like Bristol Ticket Shop, Rise, obviously, FOP, places like that. And following that feature on Record Store Day and that conversation with James, it really has to be said, what is going to happen over the next few years? Will they stop producing CDs? There's been talk about that. Will Spotify be our main way of consuming music? And despite the success of Record Store Day, will record stores manage to survive? Well, this fella, Ian McGlynn, he's not too convinced. This is a single he released last year, presumably available as a download only, and it's called Digital Killed the Record Store.
To the king. killed the record store digital. 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 Killed the record store.
Well, there we go. Digital killed the record store. And, of course, at the start of the show, we had video killed the radio star. I mean, where's it all going to end? Kindle and iPad killed the book? Who knows? I don't know. Technology. Coming up shortly, I'll be having a quick chat with the lovely Eggs, but that's after a quick commercial break.
Here's news from RCA Victor, an amazing record wear test that proves how important a fine record changer can be. Part of this record's been test played over 3,000 times. This one's brand new. Listen to it.
Racing with the moon.
Now, listen to and compare this record that's been played over 3,000 times.
Racing with the moon.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
What I'd always...
A specially made record? No. What's special is, it's been played on a brand new RCA Victor Studiomatic changer. The changer that protects your records two ways. Protects them on the spindle, protects them in the groove. Protect and enjoy your records on the new Studiomatic changer in RCA Victor Total Sound Stereo.
Swing it high, swing it low, hear that old-time fiddler go. Now, KTEL Records presents 25 old-time fiddle hits. Ragtime Annie, The Little Burnt Potato, Irish Washerwoman, Hitchhiker Blues, McNabb's Hornpike, Sally Goodman, The Country Waltz, Arkansas Traveler, St. Anne's Reel. Yes, all your favorite tunes for hours of listening and dancing pleasure. Red Wing. Listen to the Mockingbird. Turkey in the Straw. Shelburne Reel, Blue Water Hornpipe, Dragon the Bow, Soldier's Joy, and more. The greatest collection of fiddle hits ever assembled. 25 of your all-time favorites on one great stereo LP. Don't miss this fantastic offer. 25 old-time fiddle hits, only $2.99. It's new from KTEL.
Welcome back to Radio Radio after that commercial break. Now, over the last few years, there have been some great male and female musical duos. No longer together, of course, but there was the White Stripes. There's Fiery Furnaces, Slow Club, Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanigan, H and Claire, Paula Abdul and MC Scat Cat, Same Difference... Anyway, to my mind, one of the most original and entertaining duos of recent times are the Lovely Eggs. Now, they're currently on tour to promote their brand new single called Food, and I'm actually putting on their Bristol gig, so I might as well do the plugs now, I suppose. If you're in Bristol, Friday the 18th of May, of course, this being a podcast, I don't know when you're listening to this, but if you do happen to be listening to it before then... Friday the 18th of May, they're playing at the front room of the Croft in Bristol, in Stokes Croft, supported by Standard Fare and Gliss Gliss. I'll be playing a couple of tracks by them later. And it's available from Bristol Ticket Shop for £7. So there, I've done all the plugs. Friday 18th of May, the Croft, the Lovely Eggs. Anyway, I spoke to Holly and David from the Lovely Eggs on Easter Sunday when they were playing at an indoor festival in glamorous West Bromwich, which is not really the kind of place I would normally frequent on Easter, I must admit. But it was good fun. So you can hear me chat with them in a couple of minutes. But first of all, this is their delicious, tasty new single, Food. Yum, yum.
I want a master plate with you.
I'm looking, but I've got a magpie in my soul. I'll let you
and David. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to you playing Bristol on the 18th of May.
Oh,
you haven't forgotten, have you?
No, we're looking forward to coming down. How could we forget? It's a Friday now.
And it's for your new single, Food.
That's right.
You like food. Everyone likes food.
Yeah, what, it's very important.
Why write a song about food?
I don't think it is about food. It's just called Food.
Is there an ambiguous meaning behind it?
Is
it more of a sexual thing?
These are your words, not mine. I don't know. I'm just not so sure that it's exactly about food. That's all I can say. It's too complex to go into to tell you what it might be about.
That's told me everything. And you've toured around a lot the last couple of years. Obviously, every band has highs and lows. Can you name any particular highs and particular lows?
I think the highs are always the gig. You know, going on tour is always a high. And
the Blackthorn.
Blackthorn?
Strongbow.
Oh, my God! Yeah, you can't. No way. Black Drive, Blackthorn. Absolutely not.
I'm going to have to get your rider right.
Yeah, Strongbow all the way. Yeah, I think the highs are the gigs. And we've done some good gigs. And, like, meeting new people is always a high. We don't really have any lows, like, because, I don't know, the low is coming back from tour, maybe.
Looking at your electric bill.
Yeah. Going boom!
Where are you actually based? Where do you...
Lancaster.
Is that a rock and roll city?
Not really, but I think that's... Not in the conventional sense of rock and roll, as I think that you mean it, like, sex, drugs and rock and roll. No, but there's a weirdness to it. There's sort of a Twin Peaks, almost peculiarness to living there that is different, and I suppose rock and roll is about being different, and Lancaster is certainly different.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It inspires us to write the stuff we write, I guess, because it's so un-rock and roll, but at the same time fits into our way of rock and roll.
Everybody knows, you were in Angelica previously, but I don't know your background.
I played guitar in a band called 3D Tanks, so mainly guitar stuff really, and I didn't start playing drums until we formed the Lovely Eggs, because we wanted a drummer and there was only two of us, so one of us had to choose that job, and that was me. So that's how that came about.
And were you a couple first, or a band first, or...?
Oh, a couple before Lovely Eggs, yeah.
And then just thought, let's form a band, sort of?
Kind of. It took us a while before. We kind of never thought we would be in a band together, but it just sort of happened one day in France.
That sounds romantic.
Yeah, it does sound vaguely romantic. It was in Paris as well, so, yeah, more so. But it was formed on kind of a bet. Somebody bet us that we couldn't write a song together, and we did it, and that was the start of the band.
I didn't really want to be in another band after Angelica. I said, that's it, I've never been in another band ever again. And then I gave it 2 years. I think it was 2 or 3 years, and I didn't even pick up a guitar. And then I thought, oh no, I think I want to do it again. But this time, complete control, like doing a band how you want to do it rather than how... You know, sometimes when you're in a band, it becomes something that you don't really want to do because you lose sense of why you were doing it or something. I wanted the Lovely Eggs, what would it even call the name then, but the band I was in, just to be exactly how we wanted it.
With no particular rules.
No rules, and no one telling us this, and no one telling us that, and no one telling us the other. The complete antithesis of what happens to most bands that do well in the music industry. I wanted it opposite. And so far, we've kept it like that, which is good.
People are twats!
Talking about the situation.
People are twats.
I don't feel no good vibrations.
People are twats.
Want to fly from this frustration.
People are twats.
think I'll take up aviation.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on one day.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Tuesday.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Wednesday.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Thursday.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Friday.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Saturday.
People are twats!
Take him for a ride on Sunday. How on earth did they know I light cars?
Now, you're actually playing here at a festival in West Bromwich on Easter Sunday. Do you think they purposely booked you with the name The Lovely Eggs to play on Easter Sunday, or was it mere coincidence?
I hope it was coincidence.
Yeah, we only thought about that on the way down, actually.
Apparently a lot of promoters have used egg puns,
yes,
when they put you on.
I'm
guilty
either
of it as well.
Yeah,
so.
Not just promoters. Like, Casey Raymond, our video maker, like, who did our video for the Allergy single, he had, like, me being cooked in an omelette. I was really fucked up with him for it. And, like, I've said no more egg puns ever. Like, it's just, like, yeah, I don't know.
It's the nature of the band's name, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't really think that when we chose it, but...
Yeah, we didn't think it through.
In retrospect, yeah, we would have never have chosen that name. You would have known, but it's hard not to choose a name.
Well, you don't think about it when you think that's a name, and it's like
you don't even think. I think it's worse than most. Like, if they like the school, you could say, oh, you know, you'll learn something by listening to their new album. The school's that new album,
yeah, yeah,
like,
all right, yeah.
But like, it doesn't seem to attract the same punnage as our band name does. I don't know why.
It's a cracking name.
Yeah, exactly.
People can shell out money on the records, etc.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you in May anyway.
Yeah.
And thanks very much.
Thank you, Gareth.
Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at her with the rabbit's fur teeth. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with the cul-de-sac arms. Look at him with his wheelchair hat. Look at her with the car boot bones. Look at him. She's got a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a rabbit's fur teeth. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with a car boot bow. Look at him with his wheelchair hat. Look at her. He's got a sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a dressing gown nose. Look at him with his polythene bow. Look at her with a hairdryer heart. Look at him. We know you're spiders, there's nothing to see. We're lying on the grass, just hanging around. But we need some wine, so lend us a pound. Look at us with the red wine smiles. Look at us with the red wine smile. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with the washing line teeth. Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at her with the wheelchair hat. Look at him with his dressing gown. Don't look at me, I don't like it. Don't look at her, she doesn't like it. So don't look at him, and don't look at me.
The Lovely Eggs with their big YouTube hit from last year, Don't Look At Me. You don't actually need to be in the charts anymore. You can just say, I've had a YouTube hit. And if you haven't seen it already, you must go to YouTube and watch the video, because it features a special guest appearance by Mr. John Shuttleworth, which is a name you might not know, actually. How shall I describe him? He's an old man from Yorkshire who plays the keyboard and sings terrible songs. That's about all you need to know. And in the video, he's actually got a sausage roll thumb. He's got a sausage roll on his thumb. So watch that. And actually, I might play a bit of John Shuttleworth for you now, in case you've never heard him. In keeping with the theme of the food, as the Lovely Eggs were, and also keeping in theme of eggs, this is a song about food, including eggs. This is John Shuttleworth with his big flatulence anthem. This is Eggs and Gammon.
Ken had some eggs and gammon at a restaurant in Rill. Then he went with his wife Rhiannon to a campsite on the hill. The night was very windy, though outside it was still. Eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken had wind. Eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken's bad wind.
Yeah, a little bit cheeky this one, isn't it?
They opened up the tent flaps, but the smell, it seemed to stay. So they tightened all the guy ropes, just in case they blew away. They saw a daddy long legs get on his knees and pray. Oh, eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken had wind. Eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken's bad wind.
Oh no, it works as well, doesn't it?
And in the morning, the storm, it did subside. Ken went to the doctors and some medicine was prescribed. What of the daddy long legs? Well, I'm sorry to say he died. Oh, eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken had wind. Come on! Eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken's bad wind. Oh, eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken had wind. Oh, eggs and gammon, poor Rhiannon Ken's bad wind. Oh, pardon me, Vicar. Oh, dear.
John Shuttleworth there with Eggs and Gammon. And I used to eat eggs and gammon quite a lot, actually, when I was a kid. If my parents went to a restaurant, they would order the steak, and I would always ask for gammon with an egg, because I wasn't keen on pineapple. And I must admit, I ate eggs and gammon quite a lot, and I don't recall having flatulence as a result of it. But I suppose when you're that age and you're running about everywhere, you're sort of burning things off, so you don't really build up any kind of gases. But these days, of course, you know, it only takes a small curry or a packet of sweet chilli crisps, and I'm breaking wind for Britain. Actually, that should be a category in the Olympics. I might suggest that. I might put that forward. Anyway, we're getting towards the end of the show, but a few more tunes before I leave you. And as I've been mentioning, the Lovely Eggs gig at the Croft in Bristol on Friday the 18th of May, I guess I should also let you hear the two support bands. In a couple of minutes, you'll hear Bristol band Gliss Gliss, who are first on, and it's an early show, actually, so they'll be on at 8 o'clock on the dot. So do not be late, otherwise you will miss Gliss Gliss. Do not miss Gliss Gliss. So Gliss Gliss coming along in a few minutes with a track called Eyes. And before that, in the middle supporting the Lovely Eggs, will be Sheffield trio Standard Fare. And Standard Fare have a brand new single released on the 7th of June on indigo-coloured vinyl. How lovely. It actually forms part of a series of singles being released on different coloured vinyls to represent the rainbow. There's a red vinyl, an orange vinyl, a yellow vinyl, a green vinyl, obviously an indigo vinyl in this case. It's all part of a seven-part series of 7 inches being released throughout the year for 7 months. Have I explained this correctly? For 7 months from January, there's a 7-inch being released on the 7th of each month. So the Standard Fare single comes out on the 7th of June. if you see what I mean. Other singles in the series have included Shrag, Allo Darling, The Wave Pictures. So it's all good bands, basically. And you can buy the entire set and put them on your mantelpiece and look at the colours of the rainbow. Wonderful. Anyway, so on the 7th of June, this is the single from Standard Fair coming out. It's on the Where It's At Is Where You Are label. And this is called Girlfriend.
Radio, radio is on your radio.
Oh,
Driscoll's and Eyes. Well, in the words of Boys to Men, now we've come to the end of the road. I can see you're shedding a tear. Yes, we've reached the end of this podcast, but there'll be another one along in a couple of weeks. Now, I can't promise it's always going to be like that. I'm not prolific. I'm probably going to do it once in a blue moon, but I am actually going to do one very quickly after this, where I'll be interviewing eight-piece Cardiff band The School, who are currently supporting The Primitives, but they're going to be playing their own headline tour, and in the 6th of June, just after the Jubilee, you can see them at the Croft in Bristol. It's another gig I'm putting on, so it's just another plug, really. In the next edition of the podcast, I'll be chatting to The School, and I'll also be joined by Eddie Argos from Art Brute, who will be choosing a few tunes in a feature I call Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, and Something Blue. And all will be explained when you hear it in the next show. So, yeah, we've reached the end of this podcast, but I'll just leave you with a couple of tunes now. Now, on the 26th of May, it is, of course, that great European institution, Eurovision. Yes, the Eurovision Song Contest. And all being well, if all goes to plan, I'm going to be running an event at the Three Sugar Loaves pub at the bottom of Christmas Steps. I'm sure you know where it is, next to the Chippy. The bottom of Christmas Steps in Bristol, the Three Sugar Loaves pub. It's free entry, and if all goes to plan, we're going to be showing Eurovision on a big screen, or a medium-sized screen, from 8 o'clock. And then afterwards, I'm going to be playing some Eurovision tunes, you know, Bucks Fizz, ABBA, Gina G, Dana International, Love City Groove, all that kind of rubbish. Free entry, and if you wear a European outfit, you could wear, I don't know, a beret and some string onions, or maybe something a bit more imaginative. The best outfits will win a bottle of, well, it has to be, doesn't it? A bottle of Bucks Fizz, of course. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of Eurovision-connected tunes now. First up, Ireland's Entry by Father Ted, My Lovely Horse by The Divine Comedy. And then to end the show, he's had a bit of a resurgence recently. Lawrence from Felt, of course, and recently Go-Kart Mozart, who are releasing a new album in June. But in his guise as Denim, Lawrence of Denim will be performing his own Song for Europe. So that's something to look forward to in a couple of minutes. So I'll see you on the next podcast. Toodle pip, or cheerio. I'm not very good at signing off. Bye.
Radio.
Here is my song for Europe. All you judges beware, here is my song for Europe. Little girls everywhere, I'm singing my song for you. I'm singing my song for Europe. I'm singing my song for Europe, yeah.